for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. The All American Rejects are here.
Hey!
Tonight.
How you doing?
What is happening?
We're
board certified too.
We're going to bring them through and do our little rotation. Nick and Chris are starting out. Mike and Tyson are coming in
Mike
here.
Mike Tyson.
Are coming in here just next in the 11 o'clock hour, I should say. The guys were reminding me that the first time they were on the show was the night that Jimmy Kimmel premiered.
Huh. Indeed.
Show premiered on January 26th, so it must have been Super Bowl evening. Yes?
What you said.
Yeah.
I don't watch soccer.
I'll tell you, I got the, and I listened to the All-American Rejects CD quite a bit in my car after you guys left and really, really did enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's still going strong, and we're going to hear a couple of songs off that, one in this hour, one in the next hour. I hope we hear Swing Swing. I know it's probably been played out or something.
That was so last January.
I know, but I really do like that song. We'll just play it. We'll play it in the 11
all right,
o'clock
all right.
hour.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, I really, really do. So it's a power pop rock something. I don't know. It's a good song.
Good times.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. Let's see. What else we got to talk to you guys about? CD is creeping toward platinum. Yes, Drew? One million is platinum?
Is that right?
I don't know.
I think it's a bajillion.
Is it a bajillion platinum?
Yeah.
All right. So you guys are nowhere near platinum. Oklahoma. What's going on there?
I haven't been there since...
Oh.
Freaking 4th of July, man.
I like the way he covers the mic. Like, that'll take care of it. That'll do it.
The F made it through, but the U and the rest of the letters couldn't make it through your fingers.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Looked like you would hold the F word in the mic. It wouldn't go out into the world.
All right, look, here's the point. I like to see effort.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Enthusiasm.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice, like, when you see the first baseman and he boots the ball that goes through his legs. I like to see him stand up and look at his mitt and then look around and then punch his mitt and then look at his mitt again.
You know, the takes. We want the takes.
The other guy I'd like to see, I really kind of like to see the guy just did zero. Like, you know, ball goes through his legs. He just stands there as if it was the middle of the game and nothing was going on. And you would question if he even knew it. I wonder if you'd get praised for that or you'd get abused.
Get abused.
You would?
Yeah.
All right. By you, Drew?
And I think most people.
All right. So heading out on a European tour where you can use the F word all you want over there because they're evolved and progressive.
And smelly.
You've been to Europe, right?
A couple times.
Yeah?
A couple times.
Were you looking forward to going back? No.
It's okay.
Bands aren't huge.
Well, because they don't see anything. They go from just theater to theater.
Yeah, you don't see anything.
It's the same, only...
Right.
Only you don't understand what people are telling you.
Exactly.
And the food, not good?
Italy had really good food. It was mainly France. It was...
Well, this tour
we're doing is all UK, so it's like...
Well, that'll be good. In terms of language, anyway.
Right.
Bad food.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. You can find something decent over
there. You can still
there.
Find Starbucks and Mickey D's.
Yeah, so you're in great shape.
That's all you need.
I pack Mickey D's when I travel out of the country myself. It doesn't hold up real good in the overhead, but...
But under the cargo hull, it's fine.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's cold down there. Yeah. All right, so European tour, CD, here's something. Everything's good, right?
Blah, blah, et cetera.
All right. Let's go to the phone, see what we got here. Paulina?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
You're 17.
Hello.
What's up? What's going on?
I have a problem. You guys have to help me.
All right.
All right. Do you guys want to hear the whole story or the
sure.
5-minute summary?
Whole story.
The whole story. Okay. So I liked this guy for like 4 years, and finally we go out and we have sex and everything, you know. And then he turns out to be a total jerk, and now he won't stop being a jerk to me. But I love him.
Mm-hmm. How old is he?
He's 17.
Can you be a little more specific about what he's doing to be a jerk?
Well, he breaks his plans with me. He lies to me. He's cheated on me twice.
Uh-oh.
With 14-year-olds.
Ooh.
So I got to go around town beating up babies, basically, just to be with
sure.
a
you got to kick ass.
It's their fault.
Lose face.
I regulate.
What's, No, it's true. You got to. It's like those crime movies where the boss says, "Look, I don't want to do it, but if people find out that I'm not breaking legs when people don't pay back bets,
they're not going to pay back.
They're not going to pay back." And it's the same with a 17-year-old. You know, powder puff. You got to stomp a little 13, 14-year-old ass once in a while. My sister did the same thing. And you know what? She was on the losing end of a couple stiletto heels as well. But
no,
that's
kidding.
Life, and it made her a better mom. It really did. I really believe it did. Paulina?
Paulina, yeah. Get rid of this guy. It's done.
What?
Get rid of him.
What?
What am I supposed to do? I don't want to break up with him, and I don't, I don't want
to. You need to break up with him.
Well, you don't. Wait a minute.
You want him to be.
He broke up with you, really. I mean, he's just having sex with you, right?
He's just being an ass. Yes, that's what he's doing. And look, you're in love with who you want.
Wait a minute, that's a bogus call.
You're in love with who you wish he was.
No, it's not. I swear to God, it's not a bogus call.
I know you're not in love with this guy. You're in love with who you want him to be. But who he is an idiot.
But I know what he can be, and I know eventually he'll get there. But God, I just wish he didn't torture me in the meanwhile.
Yeah. If we cut his nuts off and inject him with enough estrogen,
maybe
he could be half the guy you're thinking of. Sure.
Really, just the same guy, a little less energy.
Right. All right. Paulina.
Yeah, we're telling you what to do. We've said it five times.
You don't have a choice, though. He's not your boyfriend. He's just using you.
Yeah. Well, then I cheated on him with a girl, and he got really mad.
Yeah,
now he doesn't even want
to. Why'd you say that?
Well, no, I'm just saying that. That's why he acts like that. Because
are you supposed to be on some medication? Are you taking medication, or are you supposed to be on medication?
I'm supposed to be, but I don't take it.
Good girl.
Depakote, or what are you supposed to be taking? Lithium?
No. Paxil, but that doesn't even do anything. Can we please just concentrate on this, guys, please?
Yeah. Well, we are concentrating. We're telling you to dump this guy.
I should really just dump him.
Yes, really.
But I can't.
Really
I already have, and then he gets all nice, and then
bipolar.
He go back out.
No, pressure's
hey, Paulina.
Yes.
Okay, so how long have you been hanging out with this guy, having sex with him?
For a year.
1 year. And are you going to see him this weekend?
No, God, no. I was supposed to, but it's Halloween, so I get ditched for a bunch of prepubescent whores.
Wow.
Nice. Little energy, huh?
I tell you, you could be a stand-up one day. You ever think about doing that?
No.
Except when they shine the light on her, the spotlight would go right through her. She's translucent.
Oh, really? Oh, you're saying white trash? No. She's not white trash.
Oh, come on.
Paulina?
Yeah?
I'll try to figure out if you're white trash.
I'm from South America. You guys are rude.
You don't sound South American.
See that? What's your dad do for a living?
He's a mechanic.
Uh-oh. White trash.
No.
Let me explain something. You do not have to be white to be white trash.
That's right.
You can be born in South America. You just move to Utah when you're 3 and a half, and your dad becomes a mechanic. And
I moved when I was 10.
You're 10. What we do is we kiss you into the white trash. You're not a legacy. You know, I'm a legacy.
Grandfather.
We'll bring you into our fraternity.
Right.
It's not like you have a long lineage of white trash. You're new white trash. You're nouveau trasho. Nouveau blanco trasho, we call it.
Oh, gracias.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you go from South America to Utah? That's what I want to know.
Huh?
How did you end up in Utah? How did
Same
that happen?
Place.
I don't know. My parents wanted to live somewhere where they were more family-oriented, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, things must be going along swimmingly for them.
Well, South America.
Just judging how Paulina's doing.
South America is a family place. It's just they're all living under the same roof and they're all effing each other, but they're tight. You know what I mean, right?
Yeah, but.
Okay,
I
baby.
Don't know.
Listen, let me tell you how we do things here in the United States.
Okay.
We don't stock 14-year-olds and stomp them out. We don't.
Yes,
and by the way, this is a Latin America thing that chicks have. I love it, which is their boyfriend cheats and they go after the women.
No. See, I went after him too, and we broke up and all that.
You go after him for 5 minutes, but you focus on the women. This is a trait I like, by the way. This is one of those Latin culture things where the chicks go, they go, stay out of this. They tell the guy to stay out of it, then the chicks go at it. And it's like the guy just pulls his penis out. It's like, okay, the winner, whoever wins, gets this. I've seen it on the TV shows, Drew.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what I'm saying is your wife wouldn't do this.
No.
She'd beat the crap out of you. She'd stab you.
Right.
She might beat the crap out of the chick, too, but she definitely focused
only
the front
of
her energy
sort of
on you.
Yeah, went through me.
It go through you and into the girl was behind you.
So much the better.
All right. Take your medication. That's what we do in this country. We take medication. We wait to die. You don't go all this zesty, feisty, spicy crap, right? You watch your TiVo. You take your meds, and you just relax. Soon the Grim Reaper visits you, and then it's quiet time after that, right, Drew?
Quiet time.
That's quiet time. You get a timeout. You get a eternal timeout. Madison?
Yeah?
You have a question for the band?
Yeah. Hey.
Hey.
Before I ask, you guys are awesome in Indianapolis. It was totally worth the 6-hour drive.
Oh, no way. 6 hours yeah. From where?
Pittsburgh.
Indeed. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, no, you're welcome. Thanks for touring, I guess.
Have they opened that tunnel yet between your airport and your city?
What?
It's open. What? When they
no,
there.
They closed it. They closed it going one direction for like a
went?
Year, and then
oh,
the other direction another year. The tunnel?
Oh,
forget
I
it.
Oh, Drew, try. Don't talk to people about indigenous landmarks in their area. They never even know what you're talking about.
How dare I? The only way in and out of the city.
Yeah, there's a huge like Allegheny Mountain or something, and then they drilled right through it, and they put a tunnel all the way through it, and it goes to the airport.
Oh, yeah, there is that.
Is it open now?
There you go.
Yeah. Right.
It is. All right.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
I was wondering when you guys think your new CD is going to come out. Like, because I heard a song, you played a new song on the tour, and it was really good. And
oh,
I was wondering
thanks.
When you were going
to. Well, okay, here's the deal. So we got to go to the UK, like they said, and then we got to go to Japan.
Okay.
And then we got to take some time off and write some songs. So new CD next summer, hopefully.
Yeah. You know, the airplanes are good for writing.
Yeah.
You can write some stuff on the airplane. You really get some work done. You got to think about that.
I don't know about musicians, though. Don't they have to hear their music?
They get one of those...
Yeah,
it's a stethoscope that you plug into your guitar. It's crazy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You're blowing my mind. That's heavy.
You fly first class? All right. Now, you got no room there.
We got economy, you know.
Even business.
We fly L class. That's what it says on our ticket.
That stands for luxury.
Oh, luxury. Jean-Pierre.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
What's happening? You're 22?
I'm sorry?
You're 22 years old. Do you have a Germany or Florida for us?
I do have a couple of good Germany or Florida stories.
All right, hold on a second. Hold on.
Let me explain.
Hold on.
We decided over at Jimmy Kimmel Live at the writer's table that all evil emanates from either Germany or Florida, or at least all bizarre stories about people, you know, effing their cats and teaching their dogs to Heil Hitler and that kind of stuff. So we try to guess when we hear the wacky news story, whether it's from Germany or Florida. And I think we're above 90%.
You're crazy.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
Germany or Florida.
Yeah, this is it. That's a stink.
What?
Yeah, we're going to have pros cover it. Maybe you guys could take my Germany or Florida song out on tour with you.
I don't know, man.
All right, Jean-Pierre, let's go.
Okay, I tried to edit out most of the stuff that would give it away. Basically, a woman fell through the floor of a trailer and was mauled by two pit bulls. Mauled
and
to
what?
Death, actually.
Mauled by pit bulls.
Mauled by two pit bulls.
Seems like a Florida.
That seems like a Florida.
Seems like a Florida layup to me, but almost too Floridian, you know?
I mean,
too
German,
Florida-like.
German.
Trailers
are there, especially ones that are decrepit.
Yeah, those are all made out of polished stainless steel,
and with bulls wandering around underneath them.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. The shh sound was put right as you said pit bull, and it made it sound like a different kind of dog.
Nice.
Yeah. Did you hear that, Anderson?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that just because it might sound funny.
Actually, I cut it before you even said it.
Oh, you cut it? Well, Nick was doing a shh and. Drew was doing a pit and putting the
shh
with the pit. It
pit
really, really
I thought Drew was talking
good.
About a new kind of dog I'd never heard of.
Shpit?
No. But there's the Shih Tzu. Yeah, which we can say all we want, right?
Shpitzu.
Shih Tzu. Huh? All right. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to go. What do you guys think?
One.
Germany
one.
Germany or Florida?
He didn't sound German.
That sounded total Florida to me.
All right, three, three out of four.
It sounds too Florida.
I'm going with you.
I don't know, man.
You get it right every time.
All right, we're going Florida. Let's just say this story comes out of Florida.
Well, I wish I could say you guys are right. It's out of Germany, though.
No pit.
All right, what was your other one?
I've got, well, this is actually a video that my sister took. She showed it to me when she got back off vacation, which was a man. He was actually hang gliding, and he tried to avoid a building, ended up in the power lines, and electrocuted himself.
Well, that could be done anywhere. We need a story. Yeah. That could happen in any state, any city, in any country.
Here's a definite story. There was somebody had stolen an ATM out of a gas station.
The entire ATM?
The whole ATM.
That's Florida.
You have to have a pickup truck to do that.
Well, what happened?
But here's the best part of the story. Turns out there was a wife and husband. Couldn't get the ATM open, so they took it to a blacksmith to have it open. Well, the blacksmith happened to be behind the police headquarters.
Yeah, that's Florida. Blacksmith. Florida.
Yeah, so was he shoeing horses? Not. What the hell's blacksmith? Put it up on the anvil? And...
All right, that's Florida, right?
You got it.
Yeah. Thank you, Jean-Pierre. The first one was almost too Florida. We should have been suspicious.
Yeah, you were right, as usual.
Well, you I don't be know persuaded if I'm right about being wrong, but just too Florida. Second one was
slam dunk.
Slam dunk, yeah. All right, what are we going to do? Want to hear a song?
Sure.
Take a call?
Let's do it.
Let's hear a song. Let's do that. Chris, you cool? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anderson, you ready to rock?
I'm good.
What do we got here from the All-American Rejects? This one's called My Paper Heart.
Please just don't play with me, my paper. Take
can reject.
Good
Nick
times.
And Chris are here in the studio right now. Tyson Mike going to come in here later on at 11 o'clock hour. All American Rejects, name of the CD. Guys are going to Europe, but doesn't mean you can't buy the CD and keep just a little part of them back in the United States. Drew, relax over there, buddy. All right, we're going to take ourselves a break. When we come back, who are we going to talk to, Drew?
I thought we'd talk to Joseph here. Mm-hmm. The Bay Area. It's not a very enticing tease.
Done X 2 times a week for the last 8 months?
That'll do it.
Yeah. It's just, no.
No. No. Let's, what
you
about
can tell
Laurel
about that, Chris.
Over
yeah.
there.
It's a little bit. Yeah.
Chris, drugs are bad. X. Trust me.
How yeah. about this one? Billy.
Billy. Well, Billy, a wife has no libido, must beg for sex once at each day, wants to know what the solution is.
He's from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma
yeah!
boy.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That one. There. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. All right.
The experience of every
I
Oklahoma.
I can't wait.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew, the All-American Rejects. Nick and Chris both here from the band. That's
Hi.
Also the name of the CD. We'll do a little Tyson and Mike round robin here in the 11 o'clock hour. Boy, let's see. Who's coming on here?
Jack Black.
Forget it. Oh, Jack Black, yeah. The Ataris are coming yeah. in here, too, next week. All right, Drew.
Yeah.
You ready to go?
Let's go.
Where are we going to talk to Billy?
Oklahoma.
Billy from Oklahoma.
Yes. Yeah. Billy.
Hey.
From Oklahoma.
It's the only place, by the way, from which people would announce themselves as Billy. What'd you say?
Why? You mean it'd be Bill or William
an adult.
Somewhere
yeah,
else?
24-year-old.
Yeah.
Billy.
Arkansas,
excuse
Texas,
me?
Kansas.
Texas also, I guess. So. Yeah.
It's Billy.
All right.
Yeah, it is.
So how you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Good. My problem that I called about is that basically my wife has, like, no sex drive. I mean, none. She didn't really before we got married. It just prolongedly gotten worse.
So she never did have any?
Not really. I mean, she went to college. She only had sex with one person before me. Mm-hmm. And that's when she just first got into college. That's basically the loser virginity, mm-hmm. you know?
Did you, have you had a child or anything since?
We did. She was born in eight, but she died in April. I'm sorry.
Oh, boy.
What happened?
Diaphragmatic hernia.
So she died soon after delivery?
She went on the ECMO machine and everything.
Which you is an extracorporeal oxygen machine.
You mean like the incubator thing?
No.
What's this do?
Like a lung outside of the body, basically. Cool. Diaphragmatic hernia means all of her guts were up in her chest.
Only one lung grew.
Yeah.
Right. How old was she when she died?
30 days old.
Oh, boy.
Now, that's...
That's going to put a dent in the sex life, too.
Yeah, that'll make your wife pretty depressed, and...
I put that in an account for it, you know? But, I mean, it's...
Check that one off.
Yeah, I mean, check that off. Well, no, I mean, you got to...
It's the beauty of guys, huh?
You got to do that. You got to go, you know, breaking a nail, you know, check...
losing a kid.
Scratching an SUV. Kid lost. Child lost. Scratch.
Double check. Check, yeah.
That's a two-checker. It's a two-checker. That should keep her out of commission for a few hours.
Has she got any help or treatment with what's happened?
No, it's kind of embarrassing. She doesn't want to say nothing to a doctor, you know.
Well, no. You're so focused on the sex.
We meant for the loss of the child.
No, she's in the military.
All right.
They had counseling or something like that if we wanted to go to it. Except we thought we're doing pretty good, you know, coping with it. That
sure.
we didn't know, you know, need everybody else involved.
Sure.
Yeah, you need a little help and guidance here. You do.
Well, Billy sounds pretty resilient.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we had a decent sex life before. It wasn't all that great. But, you know, with a child loss, you know, things, you know, did slump downhill a little bit.
Yeah.
Sure.
But, you know, she's never been the one to the aggressor at all.
We got that.
All right. Well,
and I'm more than, you know.
You're ready to go.
You make up for both.
Well, now, what do you, guys
are you looking
good for? Yeah, what would you like?
You know, eagerness, participation, I guess.
No, I understand. Yeah.
I don't think, and by the way, I'm not sure that you can ever change somebody's attitude. It's like, you can get your kid to eat broccoli flour, you can never get him to sit up and yell, oh boy, we're having broccoli flour, and the best you're going to do is to get the kid to put it in his mouth and chew it, right?
You're basically right, but I do believe that with therapy and things, people do change their relation to intimacy. You know, they can show some enthusiasm.
But she's never going to jump on it.
Maybe not the way he fantasizes it.
What's that, Billy?
Her mother's the same way.
You've been effing her or trying to get her pants?
No, she brought up,
she brought her mom up.
The same way, or her mom is.
I think everyone would like to believe that about their parents. It's not like, oh, yeah, my mom, whore. She can't get enough of the dick, you know what I mean? Can't get enough. Dad, you should give it to her every night, and balls deep. But still, not enough. Back door, whatever. She's good to go.
Sometimes she complains that it hurts, like the lower belly button just to the side or something like that, or,
was she ever abused in any way?
No, not like that. She grew up in a real normal household, more than normal than mine.
Is she on any medication?
And don't take any offense to this, but what's she doing in the military if everything was so good growing up?
Her parents are military, her brother's military, everybody in her family's military.
All right. That's a good enough answer. I'll buy that. She's never could escape the base. Like, she hasn't gotten out.
Well, here's the deal. She's not going to get better if it's not going to get significantly better anyway if you guys don't reach out and ask for some help. And the fact that you've called us suggests that you really are wanting some help from somebody.
Yeah.
No way we can solve a problem this complex in just a, contact on the radio.
Yeah.
But let me just say that sometimes going on the birth control pill can improve libido. Mm-hmm. Certainly treating her depression will be very important. And if it's with medication, make sure they use medication that don't further suppress her libido. There are only a couple medications that are good that way. Cerazone, Remeron, Wellbutrin, Geolan maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And she, I think, needs a little therapy. And you do kind of need a little help with this, too. You guys have gone through a very traumatic experience and just sort of dismissed it.
Well, she has.
Yeah, I'm not sure what Billy's going through.
Billy feels like he's going through whatever a Labrador would go through if he found his master dead. You know what I mean?
He circled around a couple times.
They find the dog howling a little bit, but next day he's chasing that frisbee. You know what I mean? He'll put it behind him.
Yeah.
All right. So be it. Life goes on. It's for the living, you know. Life is for the living. I've never argued with that.
No.
It is for the living. It's not for the...
It's a hard one to deny.
Yeah, really. It's hard not to nod your head when someone does the, life's for the living. Let's talk to Joseph. Joseph?
Hey, what's going on, you guys?
You're 23?
I've been doing ecstasy for about 8 months, like for every weekend, and I was wondering what the long-term effects could be.
Mm-hmm.
Severe memory problems, mood disturbance, panic, and anxiety.
Yeah. You'll think you hear dogs.
I guess we're all here right now.
No, we don't hear any dogs.
But Joseph, you're with what you've been doing, you are going to have some problems. I guarantee it. It may be a few years before they sort of manifest, but you will. Have you noticed your memory not quite as good as it used to be?
Yeah, but that's from the weed, though.
Yeah, it could be.
Well, who cares what it's from, by the way?
The ecstasy, though, well, it is somewhat relevant in that the weed's reversible. The ecstasy is not.
It's permanently?
Permanent, yeah. And then the mood problems that follow on the heels of that, where you start getting panic attacks, not wanting to go outside and get real.
Could that be another reason why I can't nut, too? Because when I have sex with my lady, I can never nut.
If I really want to motivate a male to change their behavior, go right to the Schwanz. Yeah, it's probably the pot more than the ecstasy.
Okay. Trust me, I used to do a lot of X, and he's right.
The problem with the nut or the problem with the memory?
The problem with the memory and anxiety.
It's tough.
You can't remember the nut.
It's a real typical syndrome.
Well, I think it could be the same. My memory, I kind of float off, so I forget to nut, Maybe that's
That is bad times.
Yeah.
Plus, I can see Adam with his drawers down watching porn,
well,
forgetting.
Well, here's the real tragedy.
I'm thinking, what's for lunch,
You nut. And you don't know you did it, and you walk around with a handful of nut. You know what I'm saying? Like when you have your keys, you ever looking for your keys sometimes, and they're in your hand. Mm-hmm. It's that way, except for replace the keys with the jizz. Mm-hmm. And you just walk around the house, and you're looking under the car seat,
the
doorknob all over
sticky.
The place, and all of a sudden somebody says something. You do that thing where you smack your forehead like, oh man, I forgot.
Oh, there
there it goes. And there it pink goes. Eye.
Yeah, then you know. Yeah. You give yourself pink eye and hepatitis. It's true. Never happened to you, Drew? No?
I can't remember, you see.
Never forgot? You nutted. All right. Jim?
Hi.
You're 16?
Yeah.
You have a Florida or Germany for us?
Yeah.
All right.
I had a better one, but the screener said I couldn't say because I didn't know the website, but here goes.
Oh, really? Oh. Wow, and we're doing some fact checking too. Like, you got to make sure you got to be able to back it up with something, a resource. All right, go ahead.
I found it on the website, but I didn't remember how to switch one. But here goes the one I should let me say.
All right,
two minors went before a judge. They were 14 and 15, and they were before a judge for stealing their 25th car in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
After the boys were released from the courthouse, they realized that they didn't have enough money to pay for the bus, so they stole their 26th car, and then they crashed it into a fence an hour later.
Hmm.
That sounds like Florida.
Everything bad sounds like Florida.
I don't know. If I would steal a car, it's a German car.
Germans are not that sociopathic, are they?
Well, here's the thing. I kind of feel like, I don't know why, but I kind of feel like after the 15th car, the German guys would be in the joint, you know? Yeah, but then...
I'm whatever you say, I'm going with it.
What do you guys think?
I think it would be harder to break into an Audi or BMW than a Chevy.
Ooh, that's right. It's a good point. So. But if you were from Germany, you would be smarter than if you were from Florida.
You wouldn't be ignorant enough to steal another car, though, you think?
All right, we're going Florida.
Yeah, you guys are right.
Yeah, thank you.
Indeed.
We're batting we're at about 96%.
If you would not let the sort of peanut gallery, including myself, influence you, you'd be at 100%.
I feel that way in life, by the way.
Well, I know
if that. By the way, you
tell everybody that, too.
If I could tune everybody completely out of my life, I would be batting 1,000.
That's interesting, mm-hmm. Interesting.
What'd you say? Jim, not listening. Oh, wait a minute, I nutted. I almost forgot.
Anyone go to rag?
We got a question for the band. Dan?
Yeah, hey.
What's up, Dan?
Not much. I got a question for the All-American Redux there.
Go for it, man.
What's your guys' connection with Butch Walker? I saw you guys on his website in a picture with him. Are you guys, is he going to do any producing with you guys or do any music with you guys or anything?
That guy's amazing.
Yeah.
He came and hung out with us in Atlanta, and he's got a great new record coming out next year, by the way. But we're really good friends. He's a good guy. He's probably going to be playing a few shows with us in December. But, yeah.
Well, how do you figure out who produces your next CD? Does the label tell you? Do you get to go pick them? Do they care? If you pick someone they like, then they say fine. Is there a price? How does that work?
Well, we want to use the same guy because, I mean, it's that whole, like, I don't know, we want the growth to be on our part, you know, more than, you know, an outside influence, you know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
But, I don't know, we're going to use Tim O'Hare again. That's our plan. So,
okay. And you can't argue with the results of the last CD or the current CD.
Right.
So the label's cool with that, right?
Indeed.
All right, Dan.
Yep.
What's happening, buddy?
Hey, so you guys still have that hot weather down there in California?
No, today it broke.
It went away.
In fact, spectacular day. I felt euphoric all day long.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and I also realized how it wasn't just this heat wave. We've had summer for 5 months or something.
Maybe seven.
It's been crazy.
I got in my car, and what I was doing when it was 95, 100 degrees everywhere is I would become obsessed with the thermometer in the car
now,
the digital readout, and I drive all around the town, and I'm like, I'm up on the freeway. It's 103. It's 103.
For a while, we were calling each other and announcing the temperatures. Remember that?
Yeah, about every day. About every day. Drew. So anyway, I got in my car tonight and started heading down the hill. It said 59 degrees. I broke down.
Start crying.
Car broke.
Oh, the car broke. Wow.
Yeah. Ironically, I overheated. No, I had to almost wipe a tear away. Like, I felt like...
Tears
like,
of joy, though.
Yeah, like I felt like you know the prisoner of war guys who've been in like the Hanoi Hilton for 2 years, and they finally get off the plane and they hit the tarmac on American soil, and they're just like, they start breaking down.
Yes.
That was me.
I felt it.
Not that I want to compare what I went through this summer with Vietnam veterans who were held in captivity in Vietnam, but I think my plight was worse. I do. And that's me. And I stand by that. I really do.
Because it never cools off in Vietnam, you know. It just stays hot.
Yeah, it's very consistent. You're not waiting for something
There's
to
no
break.
There's no seasons.
Here we had the anticipation.
Well, we were teased. Even.
We got teased.
Yeah.
Right, whereas in Vietnam, it's balmy over there.
You know it's not coming.
It's not coming. Yeah, they had it easy. All right. But you know what? We're bigger men than they are because of this experience.
Yeah, yeah. That which does not destroy me.
That's right. Makes you stronger.
That's right.
Unless you have some joint damage. And then I think that slows you down a little. Yes,
or,
sir?
Or lose a limb.
Or you lose a limb.
Or an eye. Or something.
All right. All-American Rejects here tonight. We'll take a... But life is for the living, yes?
For the living.
All right.
Can't argue with that.
We'll be right back after this. Hey, yo. It's Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew, the All-American Rejects.
Hey. How you doing?
Are here tonight. Nick and Chris, both here for the band. We're going to hear something else from the CD, and then we'll bring in Tyson and Mike from the band. We'll do a little swap out at the top of the hour. So let's really make these last 15 minutes count together, all right?
All right, baby. All right.
If we hold our breath, it'll seem like it's like 2 hours, maybe longer. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I was watching tonight on TV. You ever see that? It's a weird sport, that free diving. They call it. It's crazy.
The
records. No. This is underwater diving. It goes deep as they can go.
Oh, yeah.
You guys know about this?
Without tanks and stuff.
No tanks. You got to hold your breath.
Yeah.
And you go down. And they just have a cable that goes basically to the ocean floor. And you hang on to this weighted sled, essentially, and just ride that cable straight down into the abyss. The record is almost 600 feet.
Wow.
Which is... exquisitely deep,
and you have to go fast too. You have to be dropping.
You got to go pretty. Fast. You got to go
pretty
good.
How many minutes are you holding your breath for?
They hold their breath somewhere about 3 minutes,
yeah.
Two and a half, three,
wow.
Three and a half. But if you really think about it, like you go out in the ocean, you get out about 30, 40 feet of water and look down at the ground, and look down at the ocean floor. That's pretty deep.
A 30-foot dive.
Yeah,
you got to know what you're doing.
Yeah, if somebody said, go down and touch the bottom, we're in about 19 feet of water, it's like it takes a little something to do.
And you feel it in your ears, too, big time.
Oh, listen, I can't touch the drain in my grandparents' swimming pool without my ear, popping out and clutching one ear.
And that's a plastic pool, too.
Yeah, it's above ground. It's actually on the roof of the house. It's that
you get
much.
The pine deck, though. It's nice, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, 500, the record is, 575.
I'm getting short of breath.
575.
Right?
I mean, you don't know how goddamn deep that looks, by the way, at 570. I mean, 570.
People don't realize the pressure effects of the water.
Yeah.
There's 1,000 different things that can screw you up.
60-story building. You're going down. 60 stories. Here, hold your breath. Take a big one right before you go on. Yeah. Now, here's the thing that's weird about it, and I've always wondered. How come these guys don't get the bends come up?
Yeah.
Why don't you get the bends with this rapid ascent?
They're not taking in pressurized air.
That's why you're the doctor.
That's right.
They don't,
out of control.
If you do this with a tank, you got to stop every 50 feet or so. You get bubbles in your blood.
Yeah.
But if it's on the same breath you took when you were on the boat.
But believe me, though, the your lungs can be, I mean, it's all compressed. I mean, the
mouth. Yeah. You got like 18 times whatever pressure you're feeling outside.
Oh, my God.
That's kind of a hairy sport.
I've
chicks
not heard
win
of
it all the time, too.
Wow. Well, they have a higher tolerance for pain.
For lots
though,
of things.
They can
hold
their breath. That's one thing they can do. It's from being kids, you know.
No, they must utilize oxygen.
They're like, I'm going to hold my breath until we go to Disneyland. I'm going to hold my breath until I go ice skating.
They must utilize oxygen differently.
Well, the brains don't use that. They don't have brains.
Ah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
They don't burn as much.
Yeah.
They just do a lot of seething.
Right.
No brain. Brain burns a lot of oxygen.
Or storage, maybe.
Yeah.
For more oxygen.
No, ladies don't have that. Rachel?
Yeah.
They have a hippocampus. They seem not to be able to forget anything you've done that pisses
them
off.
They have a chip that doesn't let them forget.
Right. It's just a hippocampus. That's the part of the brain that's memory.
So they have the part that works for memory, but not the part that works for creating or reason or motor skills or anything like that, for driving, anything. Just the memory chip. Just the S-vault, I call it.
What's up, Rachel?
Like 2 weeks ago, I was giving my boyfriend a head, and my jaw just locked, and I couldn't move it for like a long time.
It's another Oklahoman.
Some tetanus.
Did you go to the emergency room?
No, I finally shut it, and it popped really loud.
Yeah, you know, this happens more often than you might think. And literally, I'm going to have to show you guys what we do. People get their mouth stuck open. This hinge joint at the corners of your ear, basically, slides out and gets stuck, and it can't go back. You can't.
Oh, really?
To push it back, you come behind you and show you.
No, Christ.
You have to sedate somebody and come from behind
sedate
them.
Sedate them.
They push on their jaw and stretch it.
Stretch it down and then pop it back into the joint.
It unhinges like a snake or something. You know?
It's just
eating a mouse, man. Cool.
But, you know,
it's a compliment.
I must admit, all the times in the emergency room, people were not.
Performing oral?
Well, they weren't. No, they weren't.
They
like
weren't admitting
they weren't coming. Yes, they weren't coming forward. See how this slides underneath here?
Yeah, they're all eating. They're all eating big sticks. All right, so Rachel,
sticks open.
What's happening? You're okay now?
Well, it keeps popping and everything. But
you're going to be prone to this again, and you're going to be prone to temporomandibular TMJ syndrome. Which you get a lot of pain in your head and headaches and that kind of thing. You want to talk to your dentist.
You go to dentist, your doctor, gives you a mouthpiece.
Yeah, you should bite splint.
Yeah, you should do that.
You had your wisdom teeth pulled?
Tyson,
our singer, had a bad TMJ, and he got his wisdom teeth pulled and helped out a lot.
Interesting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
You have a dentist?
Yes and no. I don't really go to one. I've been one a long time.
And that kind of goes up
right
into here.
True. Stop pointing at pictures and talking to people. Would you, idiot? Rachel, you got to go to the dentist.
Okay.
All right.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Bye. All right. What do you want us to do?
She's from dentists. Oklahoma, too?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
No way.
Do you have to travel outside Oklahoma, or do they have dentists there now?
You got them. Sometimes you got to get Pony Express.
You know, you got to get on your covered wagon and ride the dirt road out of Oklahoma.
They call us Oaky Jaw.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
No.
True. Look, first off, you have no sense of humor, so don't screw with people.
I love you.
Oaky Jaw.
Are you serious?
All right, where are we going?
Shut up.
Nicole?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth? All right.
Is she from Oklahoma?
She's from Fresno.
All right. Same thing.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Yeah, hi.
What's up?
Actually, I heard one of my friends told me that if you're having sex on a regular basis and then you stop, that your face will break out.
Your face will break out?
Yeah, like they said something like hormones.
From hormonal changes.
Yeah,
was the friend that told you this a guy that you were having sex with regularly?
No, it wasn't.
That's hot. That's amazing. I got a
smart guy.
That.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, and you'll get brain cancer. That's the one I use.
you'll die. Don't stop.
Yeah. No, there's no evidence of anything like that, Elizabeth.
People
have speculated.
It doesn't have to do with your hormones or anything.
Yeah, it does have to do with hormone, testosterone levels, and sex can raise testosterone.
Maybe it's just if you stop having sex, you get off the pill or something, and that changes something.
Or you get stressed, or you pick at yourself. Who knows?
No, I'm just saying that the thing may come from the fact that people may get off the pill. And I mean, this may have been where this got started.
It came.
Why not?
Certain cultures believe this about males. Well, when adolescent males get well, that's not through the pill.
No,
males,
but but she's not talking about a male here.
Right, but the point is, you wondered where the history of this came from.
No, I know where it comes from. I know everything. All jacking off goes your skin, and everything goes to your skin. But I'm just saying,
nothing does.
This person
talking
to Elizabeth may when a girl's on the pill for a while and then gets off the pill,
it can change.
Her face will break out.
That's
sometimes.
True. That is very true.
All right, thank you.
Sperm can clog pores too.
It can.
Sam gets on.
Yeah, I know. Sam has some real singers on my back, right. Lower back.
Let's take a break.
And I show people, I'm like, you see that? And they're like, what's, you mean there? And I go, no, that's a cigar burn. Ashtray got moving too fast. They go, you mean there? And I go, no, that's just a ring. That's a moisture ring. You should have used a coaster. And I go, there, in between. There. Yeah. Right, Drew?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. All-American Rejects in studio tonight. Here's something off the new CD in just a couple of few. Tyson and Mike are going to come in here and do a little round robin. That doesn't mean we can't hang out during the commercial, though, guys.
All right.
Well, actually, kind of does.
It's been real.
Yeah. But it's all right. You guys don't have to leave. Just have to get out.
Watch yeah, that room over there.
Yeah, go in there yeah. and pretty much keep the door closed.
All right,
so we'll not be talking again. Right, we'll be right back with the real All American.
No,
we'll be back with basically the sloppy seconds.
Yeah.
There yeah.
it is.
Yeah,
bye.
The B team.
Bye.
The JV squad's going to be in here after this. Love line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. We got the good half of the All American Rejects in
damn
here.
Right.
Oh, thank God. Hey. Tyson and Mike are both in here from the band. I would say Mike and Tyson, but you guys probably
weird.
Been through that a few times. So we'll hear something else off the All American Rejects album, which is called the All American Rejects. We're going to hear Swing Swing, which I'm happy about because I really enjoy that song. I just do.
Thank you.
Rock.
Yeah, did a real nice job on that one.
Thank you, sir.
But the whole album is good because after the band was in here, January, I think 26th, Super Bowl night, we figured out. First night of Jimmy Kimmel Live show, which it's been off the air for some years now, I believe. No, going stronger than ever. We actually may be on it tomorrow night, by the way.
You maybe?
You star.
Yeah, whenever a guest drops out, they call me. But it's always sort of like, well, we're trying to get almost anybody, but we still going to need you to kind of keep it cleared. And let me just say this, too. In life, there's no difference between somebody saying we may need you for tomorrow night and actually doing it. It's the same amount. It's actually more in a weird way.
Well, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
You sort of walk
gearing
around
up,
half-cocked
yeah.
the whole day, like, I may be doing this, I may not be doing it. Better just to know that
yes.
you're doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. And then I got to get an outfit or something.
And then you're pissed off if they don't go up because you wasted your day.
No, I'm always relieved when I get out of anything. Even
no,
if it's
I know that, but not,
do.
Not when you've sort of devoted your day
no.
to getting ready for it. Huh?
No. Who are you talking about? Me?
I thought even that would bother you.
No.
Even you.
Are you kidding? I hope everything falls apart so I don't have to do it.
Yeah, no, I know
no
that part. I know that part, but what if you've lost a day because you're getting dressed and running around and doing stuff?
Doesn't matter. I'm still not having to do what right. I would have right. had to do.
And what if you watch like the show that night and Andy Dick's on?
Oh,
and like
homo.
it's not me.
He's on. Yeah.
That's not going to be good for the self-esteem, man.
Yeah. They get Andy. No, Andy Dick is actually going to co-host next week. Funny you should bring him up. Anyway,
they paid me to say that.
Maybe I'll be on tomorrow night, and maybe I won't. We'll get to the phones and speak to Sandy, who's 31. Sandy?
Yes. Is this a doctor?
Yes.
I'm here.
Okay, I have a question for you. I'm sorry, I'm a little upset about it. I've been married almost 4 years, and I caught my husband masturbating in the bathroom at two different occasions,
mm-hmm.
and he was saying a man's name and saying a lot of nasty suggestions and stuff. Does that mean, because you're all men, Mike and Tyson are the young ones and you are the older, does that mean, he's got homosexual tendencies, or is he gay, or... Oh,
hold on
just...
a second. Put her
okay.
on hold a second.
Liar! Whore,
what if the name was
whore,
Chuck,
you know
like
it.
Charlie? That could be a chick's name.
It comes out totally gay. I'm totally bogus, this call.
Yes.
Not... She delivers it well.
Yeah.
I got some good quiver.
That was good.
That was
a shaking.
But that is not... How men masturbate?
No, nobody pipes up. They do. They do it in movies.
Guys do not vocalize their masturbating at all.
No,
and her to catch him twice saying anything during masturbation is like that's not a.
If anything, it's like your moment of leaving your body.
Yeah,
you're
very
harnessing
sad.
Your chi.
No, I mean,
you're just if anybody interrupts you, that's when you yell.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing he ever says, close the door.
It's not what it looks
like.
Does
anybody effing knock
anymore?
It's not what
it looks like.
Mom, I'm so mad at you. Mom. Yeah, that is kind of what I do.
Yeah, but that you wouldn't say anything sexual during masturbation, ever.
Well, I do scream. Yeah, I do. It's not what it looks like. And then I do the follow-up, which was, unless it looks like I'm not beating off. In which case, it's exactly what it is. But by that time, I've done about 11 more strokes, and the cat's out of the bag.
So I'm intrigued. Let's interview her a little more.
All right. Bogus. We're going bogus.
This is Sandy? Not bogus. This is serious.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're having trouble believing it because it's not how a male behaves, unless he was trying to...
What was the name?
Maybe he's trying to do something to you. Maybe he's trying to upset you in some way.
No, seems like he shut the door. I could hear him through the door saying a guy's name, and I didn't know what was going on. And then I opened the door, and he said, "Get out," and was hollering at me. And then when I questioned him later about it, he was like, "Oh, you must have misunderstood. You know, I wasn't doing that." He said...
All right, well, listen, if he did it, he's responding to hallucinations. He's not masturbating. If he's talking to himself in the bathroom, it's not because he's having a sexual experience, because he's responding to internal stimuli. Does he do drugs?
No, he doesn't do drugs, but I know when we've had sex, you know, during intercourse and stuff, he does say, you know, "Oh, we do this, and I like this," you know.
Yes, guys will actually... guys' vocal cords will engage when they're with a partner, but when they're by themselves, they will not.
They don't do that.
They do.
Normally,
they do not say anything.
Whisper quiet.
They do not say anything. And if he's saying a guy's name when he goes in the bathroom by himself, he's having a hallucination.
Oh,
well, wait a minute.
I'm quite serious.
So, yeah, I mean, you don't think I have anything to worry about as far as being gay?
Yeah, I do. I think you have some mental health issues here.
Hold on.
Health issue? Are you? I don't know if you're both.
Hold on. Is she for real?
Yeah, I think so.
I think he's for real.
I think she just needs to test him, have him like jerk off next to her
again,
when they're in bed, and she can read a book.
But let's examine what she said. It's like I'm telling her he's hallucinating and responding, you know, to internal stimuli, and her thing is, "Oh, good, I don't have anything to worry about then."
Like, no,
well, wait a minute.
She was coming
as long
after
as
you.
He's not gay.
For offering, right.
She wanted to know if you were for real or you were bogus.
But for suggesting that him having a hallucination was a concern from a mental health standpoint.
All right. Let me speak to Sandy for just one stinking second here. Sandy?
And she's gone.
Oh, maybe she hung up. I do think she was bogus. Oh, wait a second. Let me try this again. No? She dropped off.
She was hostile enough to be not bogus.
Here's the thing. She was... Here's the problem. Okay, here's the balance you have to strike. I know this because I do this crank yanker show, and you have to strike this balance between being stupid enough to call and have whatever question you have, but being smart enough to quickly articulate yourself and get your point across. She was a little too articulate when she was going. You know what I'm saying? And she sort of had some answers, and plus, she was talking about a problem that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Also, here's my only theory. I will sometimes shout out the name of my penis, okay, which is a dude's name.
Yeah,
you know
Chuck.
What I mean? Chuck?
Chuck.
Hi-ho, Silver.
You gotta say it like Chuck, not Chuck.
Chuck. Right. You'd be like... You're like, "Come on, Chuck. Come on, what do you got for me? You got to have something for me.
Make it happen, Chuck.
Let's go, Chuck. Let's go, buddy. Let's go for the trifecta. We're going for the hat trick, Chuck." Right? Yeah, Drew, you talk to your penis sometimes, right? Never?
No.
What about my penis?
I've had to speak to it on a number of occasions.
Yeah, man. You give it that time out. Yeah.
Oh, my chick.
I can remember when Drew was speaking to my penis once. I had my head up against the door, and I was like, "What's going on?" I was trying to overhear, and I couldn't really make out what's going on, and then he caught me.
Adam accused me of giving it a tongue lashing.
Oh, Drew. Drew told a joke, everybody. Don?
Yeah?
You're 22?
Yep.
What's happening? Hold on. I'm not done with our last call.
Okay.
All right, so if that call was real the caller had some inabilities emotionally and psychologically.
Well, and intellectually. All fronts.
Yeah, there was something going on with her, and there was definitely something going on
with
her man.
This is a guy who closes himself in the bathroom and starts talking to himself, and she immediately jumps to, "Well, he's gay." I mean, think of the craziness there.
That's... Right. Okay. Here's the deal. If that was a real call, please no kids.
Oh, yes. My God, please don't kiss. And no please kiss. Get your husband evaluated.
None of you.
What if it was a kid's name? Oh.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, oh, no, no, that's bad. That's wrong. Right?
That
I mean, if it's a dude.
I have a sick feeling.
But if it's a chick. I mean, it's always wrong. It's just, it's more wrong if it's the dude.
Here we go.
The more wrong if it's the son.
It's less hot if it's a dude.
Yeah, it's less hot. Even though neither one's hot, it's not quite, you know.
What's
less
going on, Don? What's
hot.
Up?
Don?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
You're 22. What's up?
Well, I fell out of a tree at, like, the beginning of July because I was climbing a tree and I fell, like, 12 feet.
Ooh.
I broke my spine and 6 ribs.
Jesus.
And
oh, sorry.
You broke your spine? And
what do you mean you broke
ribs?
Your spine? What exactly did you break?
The T11, like right in the top corner, I kind of broke a chunk of it off.
On the vertebral body or on the spine that comes out of it?
The actual vertebrae part.
The body, the round part.
Yeah. Yeah, that part.
Okay.
That up high?
T11?
Yeah.
It's
up high? It, up here?
Middle.
Low?
Middle.
Middle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lower
like,
middle.
It's kind of in the middle, like the T11,
it's,
if you know
like
where that's
right,
at, I don't know.
T11? Middle, lean forward. I'll show you where it is.
Oh, come on, buddy.
It's right here.
Well, that's low.
It's lowish, yeah.
You almost got one of my stains from night. One of the zits from the.
Oh, really?
Yeah, caused nice. From the guys. Is it now? What's up top? Are you in the 20s?
No.
It starts again, right?
Cervical, and then you start at T, thoracic.
Okay,
thoracic has ribs.
Okay.
Attached ribs.
Okay, look. Can we just do this? We start at 1 at the ass and work our way up to like 34 at the neck.
No, it doesn't work like that.
I it could.
I know.
It could.
Could.
Because now everyone is like, oh, you're in a wheelchair. What are you? I'm a T22. And no one knows what you're talking about. Oh, I'm a C, I'm a G. Just start the goddamn thing at 1. And start at 1 at the neck and have it head down to what, 30, 28 or something? What do you got back there, Drew, at the ass?
Well,
you just...
And he pulls out the book.
People
here,
go...
Here you go.
Okay.
Here's
okay. Okay. Put so the number on there. Look,
it goes from the skull here.
Okay, the skull, that's
C7.
Number one. No, that's not C7, that's 1.
No, that's 1.
That's 1.
Down through C7.
No, just 1.
That's C1.
No. It's going to be 1.
But let's tell you why it starts again. Here, you start having ribs.
Okay, you know how we figure that out? Number 8, that's where the ribs start. You see
and
what I'm saying?
The ribs end, you start the lumbar down here.
Doesn't matter. Ribs end at 22.
16.
Fair enough.
We just do the math. It starts at 1, and that way when people talk about which one they broke, you know if it's up top or if it's down low. If you hear a number like in the high teens, you go, all right, ooh, that's right in the middle there.
Anyway, so you got
it. It's so easy.
That's how doctors keep the layman's
that's
feeling
right.
dumb.
That's
oh, there's
right.
a lot of that. you chip the vertebral body. Okay, keep going.
Okay, sorry about the technical stuff, but I don't know.
I broke some ribs.
I started going. I went a month without going to the doctor because I've never broken anything before. I just thought I hurt my muscles or something. So yeah. I finally go to the doctor. They're like, yeah, you broke, you know, your spine. And then I went to a specialist, and he's like, yeah, you broke like 6 ribs too. And he didn't really do anything for me. He's like, well, we'll see if it heals up. And it's been like 4 months, and he hasn't done anything for me. So
there isn't really anything to... Don, there's nothing really to
what
do.
What do you want him to do?
Really? Well, I'm thinking about surgery because I can't even twist all the way around, and I have so much pain, like right, like in my lower back even, and like the vertebrae that's broken.
Just in general, surgery is not a good intervention for pain.
Wait till you get
it just
a hunch.
Especially in the spine. It can make things worse.
Really?
It's about as likely to make things worse as better.
See, that's why I'm kind of afraid of it. But he gave me a shot the other day, and I'm not really sure what he did, but it agitated it so bad, and it hurt.
All right. Well, this is a very complicated problem. Did he offer you some physical therapy? Or?
No, he didn't, and I asked him about it. I'm like, do I need to go to physical therapy, or is there any, like, can I do anything? And
he just saw your pain in the ass and kind of wanted you to go away.
No, I don't think so.
No?
There may just not be much else to do, but more time. These kinds of fractures take a long time
and
to heal.
Yeah, with cracked ribs, especially, you just let them, you just try not to laugh for 6 months.
Exactly.
I mean, there's nothing you can do
about
that.
That's exactly right.
Everybody.
Yeah, well, my ribs are all healed up and everything. It's just that one part of my spine is just not feeling any better.
They may need to do a little more evaluation to make sure that it's in fact the fracture that's causing you the pain. Maybe there's something else going on with one of the discs or something. They need to keep going back.
What were you doing in the tree, by the way? Just because it's going to be funny.
Okay, I'm from Arizona, and we don't have like a lot of trees out there. We have flat land and cacti and stuff. So we went up to the mountains, and I'm all, hey, I want to climb the tree. And I'm a dumbass, and I was climbing the tree, and it was a dead tree, and I didn't know it was dead. And so
So the branches broke like 12 feet up, and I fell and landed on my back.
Oh. Were people laughing at first?
No, I was laughing after I could breathe, after I could when I could catch my breath. It was pretty funny, but...
All right.
Yeah, well, sounds very
for
funny.
Future,
very
there's
funny.
No leaves, don't climb it.
Oh, yeah, it's a good, good call. And,
that's,
you know,
it's dead, though.
It is always funnier if the branch breaks off. And it's super funny if you're still hanging on to the broken branch when you hit the ground.
Especially if you land on your back.
Yeah, like you're still clinging to the branch. That's good.
That's where the broken ribs come in.
That's right. But there ain't nothing you can do about that. And by the way, everyone will you'll notice people getting you into bear hugs and coming up behind you and grabbing you and stuff. Whenever you got you're running your back or ribs are screwed up, people, you need to get a. You know what, Drew?
Suck it up, icy hot.
You got to get a windbreaker that says "back off." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, if you, I could remember in when I played football, I'd always screw my back up, and you never knew. How often people just came up behind you in a hallway at school or whatever and kind of just put their arm, got you in a bear hug or pushed you or did whatever it was that screwed with you.
It's so interesting, though, how people believe that every biological problem should be completely solvable. And if it's not, it's got to be the doctor's fault. That is very frustrating. These are complicated, and a lot of it can't be changed. They're just the way it is.
Yeah. Well,
like
listen.
Chiropractor or something.
Fell out of a tree. Oh. You're screwed up. Yeah. That's all right.
Suck it up.
I do believe, though, a lot of the people that calls with the beefs about the doctors always sound like a pain in the ass. People believe the doctors want them to go away. Yes.
But if they could do anything for them, they would because that makes them go away.
They're probably feeling like, I'm going to give a, I'll give them the mercy killing. I'll give them the mercy killing.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Put a shot. Put some oxygen in their blood vessels. Put a bubble in there. That kills them, Drew. I've seen the movies. Yeah. Nicole?
Doesn't do that, by the way.
It does in the movies.
I know the movies.
You got to inject just a little bit of oxygen into that blood.
Right to the brain.
Pow, right to the brain.
Mm-hmm. That's what they tell me.
Strangely, it doesn't happen.
No?
15 seconds, that's all it takes.
No.
Less. Drew, wait a minute. If I took a syringe that had no liquid in it, just air, I popped it into
the
a vein.
The only way it would be a problem is if you had a central catheter going right into the right
atrium. Nothing into the arm.
It really doesn't seem to do anything. But,
all right,
but
I'm going
to
do
have
that.
One of those.
We're going to do that.
But I've been involved once where some air got into the central vein. It's like having an embolus at the lung. That does cause problems.
All right. Yeah.
Ouch.
It's like getting it in a brake system. Screws it up. Yeah. You got to bleed it. Nicole?
I was just wondering how the Olmec Regis deals with their crazy-ass fans.
What?
Crazy-ass fans. How do they deal with it?
Yeah.
Oh. How do you guys deal with the crazy-ass fans?
And just say, hey, crazy-ass fans,
back
get
off.
The hell away.
We
close the curtains on
back
the
off. They were back-off windbreakers.
You got to play back-off?
Yeah.
Nice. All right, Nicole.
Problem solved.
Nicole.
Yeah?
Was that not satisfying?
I guess. I don't know.
Oh, boy. Right, there's that beat. You get that beat.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm not Nicole, but I wanted to say how much I love the All-American Rejects. You guys rock. Okay,
all right.
So she was confused.
You got school tomorrow, honey?
No,
it's okay.
No, she didn't go to school no more. No more.
No, I don't go to school no more.
Nah, she doesn't need it.
Whatever.
Let's hear a song.
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Good.
Mm-hmm.
It'll cheer her up.
Mm-hmm. This is one I requested. Because I know what the kids like.
Of the request line.
This is from the All-American Rejects off the album of the same name, and this one is called Swing Swing. That's the All American Rejects, a very rare UK remix of the Hey Anderson swing.
The
swing.
Hey Anderson remix, yeah. By Dr. Drew.
Sweet.
DJ Drew.
Yeah. Sweet.
It's good, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. When'd you lay that down? Oh, when you guys working together?
That's just after they were out here in January. It took about a week.
Oh, really?
We actually did it during the premiere of the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
Oh, really? I was wondering where Drew, you were late that entire week. You guys were working on that, huh?
It was tough.
That's nice. Yeah.
One line makes a difference.
Sweet. Yeah, and well placed, too. Right at the crucial 243.
The upbeat, tried it. Yeah, the upbeat of measure 243.
We tried it in various other parts of the song. Didn't work near as well. It was sweet.
Sweet. Okay, nice. All right, you can look forward to that happening again, too, by the way. There's other going to be other songs that have that, too, right, Sarah? Mm-hmm. No? Okay. All right, we'll take a quick break. All American Rejects in studio tonight. We'll be right back. Hey, yo, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Tyson and Mike, both here from the All-American Rejects.
Yo.
All-American Rejects, name of the CD as well. This close to going platinum. This close.
Just a hair.
Yeah. We could send it over the top tonight.
I'll tell you something. We've been hearing about record sales for years on this show, and now that I've tried to sell 50,000 books,
yeah,
selling 500,000 records, CD is unbelievable.
Yeah, this is 822,000.
A million. It's unbelievable. It's ridiculous. Quite a task.
We figured out gold is 500,000?
No, we haven't figured anything out yet.
That's right.
Yeah, oh,
that's
yes,
right.
It's 500,000.
And then so a million is platinum.
Yeah,
platinum.
That's right.
And then it changes, like, depending on what the populace is. Like, it's less in Canada.
Like Boston,
yeah. 50,000 is gold in Canada.
Really? Just because of the population?
Well, they're spread
50,000.
Out. 50,000. Yeah, it's tough to get mail to them.
No, it's cool. Yeah.
Is it 50 or is it 100? I think it's 50.
Or wait, is that England? Is it, that's 100,
I think.
Is
it only 50 in Canada?
It's actually just 50.
50 records.
It's just 50. Straight 50.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, wow.
You're gold in Canada. They give you a big piece of paper that says gold.
Yeah. That's why that Gordon Lightfoot was...
it's bold font, though.
It's multi-platinum because he sold 80 records. All right. Let's...
David Hasselhoff.
Oh, he is so
Jesus.
Big. Is he big in Canada, too, or is this just Germany? Just Germany? I tell you, he can entertain.
Awful.
He's a master entertainer. He's a showman, is what he is.
The man had lights on his jacket for the fall of the Berlin Wall. That's all I got to say.
He's a master showman.
He knows what to do.
Yep. Remember when we, somebody, that big homo, Tom
I knew
Shale,
you'd bring that up.
He reviewed the man show. And, I don't know if he reviewed. Something I was in. I think it was the
man show.
And he was complaining that I lacked showmanship.
Yes.
And I thought, what a fag. That is total fag speak. It's really as faggy as calling something marvelous or Marv. You know, the idea, like, I didn't know if this guy was a big fat homo or not, but when he said I lacked showmanship, I thought, yes, there is a big pole smoking homo. It all came home to roost.
Who the Germans love.
No, you got it. You got him.
Yeah.
Oh, you just hung up on him.
Oh, who cares?
What are you doing?
It calls her dime a dozen. Drew just hung up on the next guy. Hello?
Yes.
What's your name?
My name is Kim.
Kim.
Okay,
yes.
Kim. Somebody said Ken.
I thought so too.
What's happening, Kim? Where are you calling from, Kim?
Indiana.
And how old are you?
I'm 21.
What's your problem?
Well, me and my friend, we just have this poll we take sometimes, and I was wanting all of you guys to take it. We were wondering whether you prefer two tongue rings or no gag reflex when receiving oral pleasure.
Take like a tongue ring and a half and just a sprinkling of gag reflex. What do you guys?
I've never been with a girl with a tongue ring.
Yeah, me neither.
It doesn't. You're wasting your time.
You are?
These ladies. Because if you are good enough to have oral sex with these guys, they're happy.
Right.
Period. Period.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do not try to do anything fancy.
It's just an honest poll.
Might as well just
play
the poll.
Just
but I do agree. They act like we're going to the BJ store,
yeah.
and you guys are waiting in the car. What do you guys need? You want a couple of tongue rings and a gag reflex? What can I do you for? You guys cool? Oh. I'm going to get chicks sucking on some mentholatum. Do you want that? I'll buy the variety pack and bring it out like they're trying to move product.
Right.
Who wants ice cubes?
No.
I like when the balls get attention.
No. Oh, really? You like that?
Yes. That should be the part of the survey.
Really?
Yes. What? Gag reflex on the balls?
Again.
Why don't you work the balls in? Yes,
there you go.
Again, the guys are going to be just happy that you're there. That's it.
Wonderful
period.
Answer.
Period.
I like a little gag reflex.
Thank God he said it.
Just because I want them to... Well, I like the idea of them suffering just a little bit. But the other that's me.
It's a size issue, too.
It's a size issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I want, you know, like I want when we're having sex, I like to slow down. You know, I like to take it easy. You know, I like a little of that. You're hurting me.
Yeah.
I like that. You know what I'm saying?
You guys like to hurt women a little bit, don't
you? Yeah, I don't like this one. Are you in?
Oh.
You know what I mean? That's a slap in the face right there. That is a slap.
Yeah.
Still not over that. Still not over that, Drew. Shane?
Yeah?
Yeah. Drew, ever? No. Oh. Shane, you got kids back there?
No. I'm in the dorm room.
Okay. Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah. Righteous.
You have a Germany or Florida for us?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
This 19-year-old guy was with his friends and talking, and he turned around abruptly, and he walked into a radio antenna of his car, and the antenna went up his nose almost 4 inches, pierced his sinuses, and entered his brain, coming to rest in his pituitary gland.
Oh, my God. Mm.
Yeah.
Good delivery. Right now.
That, by the way, is not that. That is like when this is the kind of ER speak people have.
Right, a guy has a bowling pin up his ass, and he says he tripped and landed on it.
Exactly, yeah. Precisely.
Right,
the aerial antenna off a car halfway into your cerebral cortex.
Yeah,
that somebody crammed it up there.
Well, why? What do you think he did? It? He was high and did it.
No, I think when people get in like gang battles and stuff like that, they're like, "This is
no,
like
they don't put car antennas up your nose."
Did the static arouse him? Yeah. Since it is pituitary.
All right, let's see. Germany or Florida?
Germany.
You say Germany.
Yeah, I'm kind of
Florida.
Germany, too.
I just want to say it because that's why.
I don't think as
we don't
many...
have car antennas out
they
here.
Don't have, I don't think they have as many in Germany.
Oh,
I think
is that
they have
right?
less
okay.
in Germany.
Okay.
Let's just go...
I said Florida, and everybody else is Germany.
What about...
You said Germany.
Let's just go Germany, because we haven't had Germany in a while. It's getting too easy with this Florida all
Watch
the time.
It.
All right?
Yeah.
Germany, Shane.
It's actually Florida.
We can't have...
What does that mean?
What'd you say?
What does that mean?
Cut of beef.
No, I want to know what that means.
What does that mean?
What's one
was
of
it you?
Buddy's name?
What does that mean?
What are you tuning into, buddy?
Shane?
Shane hung up.
Basically, wow. I cut it, it's gone.
He made the story up, probably, is what that is.
Mm. No.
That was a good story, though.
No, that could happen. I think the cars in Germany have the antenna built into the windshield more so than hanging out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm just trying.
BMW, Porsche.
Yeah.
Think about it. Audi. You don't see anything.
Check
on there,
his lingo.
Do you?
Just think about the anatomy. I think to get to the pituitary, you have to go through here, not through here.
Not through the nose. Drew, again, spectacular radio, pointing at places on his face.
Whatever.
Never gets old for him. Never gets old. All right. I would argue that's a certain kind of stupid, Drew. Brian?
Hey.
You're 21?
I am.
What's up?
You want to know my question?
Sure.
Drew's looking at his book. You can get there, Drew?
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead, Brian.
No, I'm just wondering why I've never had a wet dream.
Smoke a little too much pot.
No, never.
Do you?
I haven't smoked pot for 4 years.
4 years?
I've been in Utah 5 years. I'm a Mormon and... Yeah. Hate the religion, but that's why I'm moving to Arizona to party with
to get away from it all.
But you were smoking for a while there, right?
Actually, I wasn't.
You weren't.
That's the funny thing.
What about what do you Mormons do for Halloween? You able to do anything? You just have to sit home.
Come on.
It's snowing up here right now, but the funny thing last year, they actually had Halloween on like a different day. It was crazy.
How do they do that?
What do you mean they had it on a different day?
How is that possible?
They, like, had it in the daytime so kids wouldn't get, like, hurt and stuff.
But it was still the Halloween.
Yeah, but are Mormons cool with that? The whole Halloween thing?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what's funny is every time a kid would come before dark to our house, it was like he was dressed up as Moses or Paul.
It was
a biblical figure.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
It's interesting. I didn't know. See, I know certain religions aren't down with Halloween. They think it's a pagan thing where people are like worshiping the devil and fire and stuff, and they get all weird about it.
It's just candy.
But I figured, Mormons would be one of those groups. What do you think it is? Jehovah? Jehovah's Witness ain't into anything, right? They don't give presents.
That's right.
I think my parents may have been Jehovah's Witness without even knowing it. Is that possible?
They would be a good case study.
Yeah.
To see if it's possible.
Yeah. Never celebrate anything. Yeah. Never gave any good gifts.
Yeah.
Could have been, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's their thing. I had no idea. I should learn to respect that religion.
No, no. Let's answer Brian's question here.
What was his question? Oh, his wet dream question?
Yeah.
Brian?
I was wondering, well, I'm also diagnosed borderline personality disorder, which is like a woman's disease.
Well,
yeah, but you could have a dream about a chick.
No. It means that you have to really been a trauma survivor to get a borderline diagnosis in a male, right?
Yeah, and I don't know.
Was it sexual abuse?
I think I may have been raped because I have perfect teeth marks on whatever my penis. I don't even know if you can say the other word on the whatever radio and all.
Wow,
you have.
But I asked the doctor right before I went into the Air Force. What are these marks on my penis? And he's like, those are teeth marks. So.
Perfect teeth.
No, they're not.
They are. You should take a look at them.
You're Mormon?
I would like to see them.
Sounds rad.
Whatever.
Dude, those are teeth.
But having a borderline personality is a pretty serious diagnosis for a male particularly.
Oh, wait
and
a minute.
That means maybe some trauma. And it also means you've been on medication for a long time. Oh. And that will affect your sexual functioning. And trauma will affect it. And maybe you're compulsive.
My doctor says no medication works.
He says what?
That no medication will work.
For borderline?
Mm-hmm.
No medication will work well, that's true.
Really?
They're all on medicine because they're trying to get some
How
kind
about
of
a little aloe to get rid of those
the
teeth
scar,
marks?
Yeah. He doesn't look down at that every time. How often do you please yourself? If you do that every day, it's going to...
I'm going to say about 2 or 3 times a day.
Well that's why you lost.
Yeah. Even though it's strongly... not advised in my family, and
once you drain the bean bags, there's nothing to come out when you're sleeping.
That's right. That's what the doctor always says.
The funny thing is, I mean, I can't look at porn when I do, but my dad's an emergency room doctor, and he just lost his job for looking at porn at work when he has 3 computers at home.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you sound
that's
kind
a good
of,
fact.
You sound kind of giddy about the whole thing. Yeah, maybe he'll lose the mortgage. And won't be able to pay it. And you guys will be out on the street.
He lives in a $1.5 million house now. And he's losing it, too. So,
hey,
but
by
yeah,
the way.
He yells at me.
Okay, buddy. Hold on a second.
Whoa.
Let's.
I thought you were just talking about a wet dream, man.
Hold on 1 second. Jeez. See, we had to get back to him, didn't we, Drew?
Yeah.
Okay, Brian's got some stuff going
some
on.
Energy.
Some energy.
Exploded.
That's borderline personality.
I would love to get to the bottom of the teeth marks on the joint, Drew.
At least the bottom teeth. They're perfect,
I'd like to find out, really. And by the way, is there ever a perfect
teeth mark?
Set of teeth marks on your dork? I would argue never.
No.
Like, nothing perfect about that scenario.
Just the little teeth.
Brian.
Yeah.
All right, let's try to focus for just one moment, please, okay?
Okay.
There's teeth marks on your penis.
I'll take a picture of it and send it to you.
That's cool.
Just focus.
If you go to Salt Lake City,
focus.
Brian,
focus.
Brian.
Focus. Focus. Okay.
You don't want to take a picture of it.
I would like, I know it sounds redundant. Let's focus on the word focus for just one moment. Could we do that?
Yeah, that's what my therapist said too.
Okay, so you focused on focus?
Yes.
Okay, now, the teeth marks are scars?
True.
True, yes they are.
Good focus. Unfocused.
How deep are they, Jesus? I mean...
Which direction do they go? Are they sideways?
Circumferential?
Yes.
Well,
sideways.
Let's say your penis was a sub sandwich.
Somebody took a bite out of the side of the sandwich or the end of the sandwich?
Focus.
They're like right underneath the head, straight across.
Like somebody took a bite out of the end of the Subway sandwich.
From left to right.
Like they just wanted to get the peppers.
Hold on a second. It's one of the cornerstones of everyone that calls this show is you use every ounce of brain you have to lay out a very simple sort of visual explanation of something, and they always go another direction. So if your penis was a sub sandwich, Would the bite be out of the end, out of the tip, or out of the side of it? That go from left to right.
Across the end of it.
Across the end of it.
Hamburger or hot dog?
No,
not bad. Sort of, but
They screw that up. Loveland College.
Yeah, but that's not bad. It's not bad at all. Brian.
Just like he took a bite of my penis.
At the tip?
At the tip.
He took a bite?
You know it's a he?
How do you know it's a he?
I think it was a female, but I don't know. I've known it ever since.
Why did you say he if you thought it was a female?
I don't know who it was, so I'm confused, I guess.
Okay, and it's just on the nad side of the head.
Yeah. Yes. Right under it.
And right under it, but not on top.
On top.
Around, all the way around.
Yeah, like he took just on top.
Right.
All the way around.
Just get a tattoo.
Hold on. It's just under the head. Then it's on top, and that's it. Where is it? All the way around? Is it on the top and the bottom?
It's just on the top, the front teeth, the front teeth.
Just on the top.
Okay. Does it look like a straw after you bite it all up?
Oh, I see. When he said just under it, he meant of course.
No, it's just one bite.
Are you a Mormon?
I am.
Yes, thanks, Joe. All right, okay. This is a horrible thing. So let's.
Go ahead.
Brian, look, here's the deal. I'm glad you're happy. I'm glad you're happy about your dad being dismissed from the hospital. You need to, there's no, medications aren't going to help him?
Stay in therapy.
Therapy?
Stay in therapy.
And then what about this, Drew? What about diet? What about exercise? What about meditation?
Structure.
What
all
about,
good.
What about, you know, classical music and long
all good.
Walks?
All good.
Mozart.
All good.
Stay out of relationships for a while.
What's bad? Strobe lights and house music?
Speed,
strobe lights, and like raves?
Bad.
Long walks and...
Good.
Classical music. Good. Tchaikovsky?
Just don't look down, man.
All right, we'll take a quick break. All American Rejects and we'll be right back. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, Dr. Drew. Got a little emergency page from the hospital. He's returning a call.
There are bite marks on somebody.
Tyson and Mike are both here from the All-American Rejects. Jack Black and the Ataris in here, amongst others, next week. Drew?
Yeah.
All right.
Bianca Kalich, also next week.
All right.
Yeah, I thought I'd see if anybody knew who that is. That's good.
Bianca.
Drew, don't do that. How many times have we ever done it? We do that. Drew, how many times have we had
Jason
that discussion?
Jason Bateman? No way.
He was here a couple nights ago.
True.
That's intense.
Don't do that. Don't always talk about that.
What about?
Hey, here's what happens every time. Here's it every time. Okay. And now it's going to get ugly. But we got some names that come in on this show, and then we got some people that aren't names. And, you know, next week we got Jack Black.
That's a name.
It's a good name. We have the Ataris. That's a good band. People know that band. And then we have Bianca Kalich from Rock Me Baby. It's coming in about 113 out of 117 over on the UPN show over there. Now, here's what Drew does because his instincts are horrible. I think he's passive aggressive, but I don't know. It may just be pure stupidity. I'll go ahead and plug the couple of names, you know, and then say, amongst others. And Drew will always stop and mention the name of the person that I didn't want to mention.
But you remember,
then we got to get an explanation.
The problem is,
you don't know anything. Then shut up.
That's right.
That's all you got to know.
No, that's right. You're right.
All you got to know is you're looking at a name up there. You don't know what it is, right?
Yep.
Do you know Jack Black?
Yep.
Yes, you do. You've heard of the Ataris?
Yeah.
I'm actually good friends with Concha.
But just because I don't know the other name doesn't mean anything.
But you didn't hear me mention it,
right,
did you?
That's right.
That's your cue, buddy.
I think the man knows.
A commercial for that.
Dan Cortez.
Yikes. Didn't he do sports?
MTV Sports.
And he's going by Dan Cortese now or something like that. And by the way, you can't change your name midstream. This doesn't work. I know. I tried with the Ace Rockola. Remember that?
Prince did it, man.
Just didn't work. Just never worked.
Yeah, Prince.
He did it.
Prince. That's why we call him Prince.
Don't even say there's nothing.
That's why we call him Prince.
Oh. Yeah. No, if it was working, you'd go, did it.
Yeah, right.
Corey?
Yep.
You're 15?
Yeah.
By the way, I know he's never going to do the show, and he doesn't care. He doesn't listen to the show. But I got to be one of the only people that absolutely hates Prince. I hate him. I think he's just arrogant, self-centered piece of ass. And I hate his music. It bothers me.
But the ladies love him.
The ladies
love Prince.
And he can
wail on the guitar.
Go back and listen to some of that Prince stuff, and it does not stand up very well. It just bothers me.
By the way, you can buy Prince's Greatest Hits.
Just bothers me. I can't stand Prince, and I hate his music.
Here we go. Corey, 15.
Yeah, I got a Florida or Germany for you.
Yeah.
All right. A general from the army leaves the army, gets work in a hospital. They fall in love with a girl who dies. He raids her tomb, digs up her body, rebuilds her genital organs, and this
Germany, 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 Germany,
Germany.
Could you tell that a little more creepily?
How does he rebuild her genital organs?
He was a doctor. I don't know.
You're a doctor.
You said he was a general or something.
He was an army general, but he left the army and got work in a hospital.
Doctor. True. You could whip up a quick snatch if had a sewing kit, a lampshade.
Well, speaking of
minutes,
quick snatch and kit, we were discussing creating something like that, a quick snatch kit. Yes.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going. This is Germany.
Yeah.
I got to go Germany.
Likewise.
Florida.
Corey.
It's a German general in a Florida hospital.
Oh.
Ooh. Germany.
That's tough.
God,
tough.
Man.
I think he technically may have us. Yeah? Yeah. Florida. Well, you know the guy's German.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this is the work of a German, by the way. Floridians too stupid to reconstruct anything. Like, they couldn't build like a cabin out of popsicle sticks, much less a vagina. Am I right, Drew?
Triangle,
of course.
Okay. Let's. But I do think that's out of Florida. The story's out of Florida. We're
technically with the German
wrong.
Tie.
Dave?
Yeah, how's it going?
You're 19. What's up?
I am. I had a question. Basically, I've never had sex, but I've gotten far too many blowjobs for my own good, if that's possible. And basically, I was wondering if I was at the risk of any, like, or basically what I was at the risk of, because I have friends always telling me, like, blah, 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 you're going to have this, you're going to have that, and it's kind of scary.
Well, probably.
With the oral sex?
Well, you can get the same STDs from oral sex that you can get from genital intercourse.
Did these dudes have diseases?
Oh, what a dick, dude. Definitely not dudes.
Oh, not dudes?
Definitely not dudes.
I'm confused now.
Animals.
Now, you're fine.
All right.
I mean, you can get the... Here, but, no. Here's the thing. True.
Yeah.
The party line is you can get the same thing you can get through intercourse, but as a guy who's receiving...
It's less, like
much
well,
less
for the viral stuff. But syphilis, no problem. Gonorrhea,
no problem.
Chlamydia,
no problem. Same intercourse
if they've got it in their throat.
Well, do you get syphilis and gonorrhea in your throat?
Absolutely.
Where do you normally get it? In the crotch?
You get it wherever the contact is.
Mm-hmm. If I'm going to build myself a vagina,
yeah,
I don't build that in
the snatch kit.
I use the snatch kit. I do not build the gonorrhea in. That's an option.
Or you could have it sort of a little stick on. STD, so you learn to identify them in the real thing. You know?
Interesting.
A snatch kit.
Interesting.
The disease snatch kit.
Interesting.
Look, little post-it warts.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the guys who put the gunshot stickers on their motorcycle helmets and gas tanks. That's nice. Suggests that you've been shot at. It's a good look. And, you know, anyone who has a car that's been riddled with bullets knows how much more it'll bring on the open market.
And how tough they are.
It's a nice shot. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
We're done.
Oh, we're done?
Can't go to her.
Oh.
No.
I'll tell you, Biggie Smalls, boy. I'll tell you, he had one of those cars that had to... Oh, maybe that's a real bullet hole. I got to look into that, Drew. It's a good look, any way you look at it. All right, we're going to take ourselves a quick break. All American Rejects in studio. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Well, that's the show. Next week, Jack Black, the Ataris, and who, Drew?
Others.
I'm not allowed to say.
Oh, go ahead, buddy. Come
but
on.
I will remind you that you didn't mention All American Rejects when you reviewed what was coming up this week.
How dare you?
Oh. Get him, guys. Go get him.
Well, too bad it's at the end of the hour that
up
we
against
talk
Jason
about this.
Bateman.
Drew, first off...
Just teasing.
Thank you. And secondly, I plugged the All American Rejects probably 10 times.
Of course you did.
Well, the band believes you. Don't do that.
It's good.
Well, we believe you, Adam.
No, we're cool, dudes.
He's a boxer, man.
Yeah, look out. You guys are drunk. I'd probably take both of you.
Yeah.
All right. All-American Rejects, All-American Rejects, MCD. Thanks a lot, guys. I want to thank Tara Don't Call My Tar Got Down for doing the phones theoretically all week. I want to thank Brian for doing a great job of the phones. Skinny Mini Brian for doing a great job on the phones. I want to thank Chris, engineer on location, for doing a great job. Junior, producer Lauren for doing a wonderful weenie dog type job on the show this week. And I want to thank producer Ann for booking big names like...
This is worse than Sinatra.
The All-American Rejects and Jack Black, so on and so on and so forth. And, of course, the Magic Finger ones, engineer, Anderson.
She's writing something else.
Whatever.
Until next time. Oh, yeah, we have Adrian from No Doubt coming in here, along with What's-Her-Nose from Bow Wow Wow. Yeah, big time.
She's still around?
Yep. So until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying... Mahalo. Let's go, buddy. Let's go for the trifecta. We're going for the hat trick, Chuck.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.